Holy shit. I am fucking freaking out, man. It's a big day. I can't tell you why, but it's a big day. I will be able to tell you why in a couple of weeks, but this day has been hanging over my head for months. Maybe not months. Yeah. Last night I did a few shows at the Laugh Factory. There was a couple making out in the audience. Besides that, it was okay. Two at the Improv Lab, which is a smaller room off the main room of the Improv. Main room of the Improv is really nice. I performed there once, and Kevin Bacon and Chuck Liddell and Dana White were in the audience. And I believe I know at least one of the, there were some other MMA guys with Chuck Liddell's a fighter. Dana White is like the guy that, like the head of MMA. I don't know what they call that. Is it just called MMA or is he UFC? That's what it's called. He's the head of UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship. But there were some other MMA guys there that I don't know who they were. And one of them shook my hand, said he enjoyed it. I did well. That wasn't tonight. That was years ago. Tonight, it went on. The first show, second show was pretty good. What was I going to say? Son of a bitch. Flying out on a red eye to Philly. If you guys are going, anybody's in Philadelphia going to the show tomorrow, let me know you're there. And I'll say hello. Ooh, fuck. Last night I went over to John Early's house. We had dinner. Me and Jacqueline, we go over to John Early's house. We had dinner. Wonderful dinner. And then I got so fucking high. Just like ridiculously high. And then came back to the hotel and just passed out, which was perfect. But it was the weed was a little panicky. Well, I'm fucking stressed, so it's like it didn't completely alleviate that at first. I had a little bit of anxiety, but then it was everybody's going with the sativa. You know what? A nice indica is where it's at. But I guess if you're hanging out with friends and everybody wants an indica. That's what it was. Good weed though. California has that. That has a few things. So I guess do a few stories here. Tomorrow's gonna be difficult because I'm gonna wake up in Philadelphia in an air, you know, in the plane, the airport. Then go from the airport, gonna go to the hotel, and then the hotel, that shit ain't gonna be ready, I'm sure. So we'll probably drop off our bags there and like be sitting in a Starbucks or something like that for a while. So I don't know, figure it out. But there'll be an episode. As always, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up. There'll be an episode. Christmas. There'll be an episode. The mall here had their tree lighting, you know, the Grove. That's like the big mall. I guess there's also the Beverly Center. But the Grove, that's the fun mall because it's outside. And they did their tree lighting on Sunday, and I was there on Monday. I didn't see the tree, and they're playing like Christmas music. I like the Christmas decorations, but the music this early seemed a little much. But who am I? More Christmas, the better. Let's see what's going on. This isn't gonna. None of the episodes are good. oh, if you're listening to this, stop. If whoever is like, oh, let me look up this guy, and then they find this, it's an embarrassment, but there's not a lot of people listening, though. I see the numbers. It's gone down. Well, these things kind of go up and down anyway, naturally. I don't know why, but they do. But listenership has been down. And that's fine. This isn't about listeners to me. It really isn't. I don't expect this show to ever be anything but this. And if it does get a lot of listeners, I might stop it. No, I wouldn't do that. Why would I do that? If I had a lot of listeners, then all of a sudden I'm doing fucking Blue Apron commercials and getting that sweet, sweet Blue Apron money. Listen to these. You can have tacos. You can have chicken. You can have chicken with tomatoes. They have salmon. If you don't like salmon, you could say, hey, I don't like salmon. And they won't send it to you. They have vegetarian options. That's me practicing. I don't know that they have all those things. I don't know if they have chicken and tomatoes available. Georgia high school students win $3 million settlement against sheriff. What did the sheriff do? School students have won. The sheriff judge ruled the law enforcement violates civil rights by conducting a massive drug search without probable cause. There you go, sheriff. I always think that's weird when it's like, why isn't that like the police chief? Why is it the sheriff? Why is he fucking just like a huge fan of like the movie Tombstone? And he's like, I'm going to be a sheriff. I'm not going to be a police chief. Because sheriff's supposed to fucking serve warrants and shit. It's not supposed to be. Or maybe that's. They don't do that shit, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But there are some places where they call the head cop sheriff. And that's weird. Senator Al Franken, accused of sexual abuse in 2006 by news anchor. Well, that is disappointing. Here's the thing. What are you going to do? You don't want to believe it when it's somebody you like. I love Al Franken. I think Al Franken's funny. I think he's smart. I think he does like great. Seems to be doing great work. To be honest with you, I wouldn't know if a senator was doing. I guess you would know. He seems like he's doing good things. And now, why'd he go groping? Shouldn't do that shit. Why would you do it? It's not. Well, hopefully, the details and the facts will come to light, and we'll see for sure if Senator Al Franken is a fucking groper. Terrible. And if he is, fuck him. That ain't all right. FCC plans December vote to kill net neutrality rules. That's just going to happen, probably. They're real scum. I'm not gonna talk about it because PTSD now eligible for medical marijuana in New York. There we go. As they should. They gotta open up if they open up like the dispensaries and do like medical marijuana like they did in California and New York, it makes so much fucking money. So much fucking money. Or Duke, we're a little far away from Recreational from Colorado, but they make shit tons. Woman dies after cleaning up son's fatal drug overdose. Coroner says, I think they say there's nothing worse than outliving your children. I think this might be worse. Well, it's the same thing. Outliving and then you die. The 69-year-old likely came into contact with the deadly. Ah, God, she's clean. I didn't know you could die from that. See, I think I know all this stuff about drugs, but you can, like, die from, like, touching the heroin or whatever the fuck. Just by cleaning up his heroin? Well, don't clean up any heroin. You see any heroin, put on some gloves or something. I guess that's it. I'm going to have to go across the street to the Starbucks and get this uploaded. I didn't pay for any Wi-Fi at this hotel. Ha ha. See you tomorrow from Philadelphia at some point in the day. We love you.